situation in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Let's go back to the book of Job, because we're in a particular vein here that there's a shifting going on. And tonight we're going to deal with decreeing is agreeing with what God has decided. God never decides something he can't provide. Write that down. He's already decided, meaning that he's already provided it for us, but it needs transportation. By word, F-A-I-T-H. It's provided, but it needs transportation, because there's a traffic it got to come through, where the enemy want to make God out of a liar in your life. And so you have to train yourself spiritually and by the spirit of faith to be able to receive things you don't fully understand. Yes, but you trust God. Yes, say, I trust him. Yeah, see, you're going to have to learn to trust him, because in divine substance, you're not going to always understand him. See, because he's working in realms that the enemy can't understand. So therefore, by faith, whatever he says to you, you're going to have to accept it and act on it. All right, Job. Now, in this lesson that we're reading, I have to read it, towards 22, isn't it? Chapter 22. Yes, and in my Job accuser wickedness. Now, Job didn't do all the things this man accused him of, but the church doing it. Aren't you shocked? The church doing it, because the church went off to so many activities and tradition and so many superstars that the Holy Ghost cannot move like he want to move. And he's bringing the book of Acts back to his body, and we're going to have to be in there. I said we're going to have to be in there. So this Job 22:21, the Holy Spirit kept showing me this indictment is on the church today. So many people get in the way, we can't see God. We make too many superstars. Preachers become superstars. They're not no superstar. God may use them. I like my dad. My dad always got out of the way. Powerful ministry. But he always got out of the way. He always fumbled. He fumbled and stumbled so much you knew it wasn't him. But yet he had dignity. So, decreeing, divine decreeing is agreeing of something that God has already decided on and provided for you. But he can't get it to you unless you overpower Satan by connecting with him, and then you can't be stopped. So, now this is going to sound, you've been trying to do it with scriptures, but the scripture is trying to do it with you. Let me say that again. We've been trying to do it with scriptures, but the scripture is trying to do it with you. So if we're not proper katalinsko nani, connected with the scripture, we can use it all we want. And Satan just sat there and laughed. But if you properly connected, if you matured enough to understand that you cannot be stopped because of your connection. Okay. So there go 45 of your scriptures. You got to go back to them now and let them talk to you. You see what I'm saying? Faith has to have credentials. Faith can't work without the word. Faith can't work without grace. Faith can't work just by scripture. The scripture got it all in there. But if you quote scripture and you don't let it talk to you, you're not going to be powerful. So here, this indictment in 21st verse, this is what we got to do to get there. Acquaint not ourselves with him. See, and that's talking about maturing yourself with God and be at peace. He said, thereby, look what he said. Thereby good shall come unto thee. What I'm saying is, all of these verses had to come before verse 28. Yes, talked about prayer. Talked about paying your vow. Coming up to verse 28. When you get to verse 28, he makes a statement, but you can't go to verse 28 unless you're matured enough. Now in verse 28, thou shalt also decree a thing. What? And it should be established. It's another strong word. Established unto thee. And the light shall shine upon thy ways. Soak that scripture up. Soak that up now. I mean, I don't want to just... The Bible cannot be geometry to you. It cannot, the mystery of the Bible is hidden from the enemy, not you. But you got to get it to handle the enemy. Are you following me? So we're going to get into this now. Decreeing is agreeing with what God has decided. I'll say it clearer from 2 Peter chapter 1. Decreeing is your divine nature being released on the promises of God. Decreeing is my divine nature being released on the promises of God. I got to say that 16 times. You see, decreeing is you're in a spirit realm where your voice harmonize with God's voice. And the situation and the satanic forces that are against you are not only hearing your voice, they're hearing faith, grace, wisdom, and understanding mixed up in your voice with God. God said and it was so. So that's what decreeing is. Now decreeing, I don't know, how many of y'all were not here last Tuesday, last Wednesday? You were not here. All right. Let me go to the 28th verse in the NIV Bible. Watch what he's going to say now. What you decide. Yes, sir. Now let's replay it, decree with decide. Yes. What you decide on. Will be done. What? You mean I can decide it? And it got to come to pass? Absolutely. That's what he's saying to you. That's what we've been left out. We know some things about it. And we know, but that apostolic prophetic, the man, the lamb man in the third chapter of Acts, or the second chapter, he was expecting to receive something. Them boys had something to give him. Yes. Boy said, rise up. Yes. Rise up more. They're talking in power. Yes. See, we give too many promises. It's going to work out. It's going to work out. No, sometimes you got to work out right now. Yes. Suddenly, immediately, straight away. As a Christian, something got to happen right now. When you say it, it got to happen right now. I expect something to happen right now tonight. It happen right now because God is a right now God. We done put God promises on layaway. God not Walmart. You don't have to put it on layaway. You can have it now. Yeah. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
So he said, what you decide on will be done, the light will shine on it. Now, when it comes down to decreeing is agreeing with what God has decided. Did you understand the subject? Decreeing, other words, already decided. It's already provided. But it's, I guess it's a Hebrew 11 and 6. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Now watch what it said. He that comes to God must believe that he is. But he's not a rewarder of them that seeking stuff. And so the church didn't come to a seeking stuff position. And when all they got to do is seek God, and the stuff will come. Now, I'll say it. I'm talking about my life. For the last 50 years, I've been in hot pursuit of him. When I look up, everything else I wanted was there. Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say it, make a statement. We are praying too much and not receive enough. We're studying too much and not receiving enough. So you take Hebrews 11, 6 and meditate it. He's the reward of them that did it to seek him. Not their car, not their house, not money, not dressing, not shoe. Him. Then you can have all the shoes. You can have the tailor shop if you want. You understand what I'm saying? All right, now let's go into this. Decreeing is agreeing with what God has decided. Listen to this first statement. All you ever wanted is right in this revelation. Decreeing is agreeing with what God has decided. All you ever wanted tonight, God is telling you, all you ever wanted, the Holy Spirit said, is right in this revelation of decreeing.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
Let me say it again.
Yes,
let me say it again. Because, man, that means you turn loose tonight. That means everything you desire about to come to pass. Look, all you ever wanted is right in this revelation that you have decreeing power. Every promise in the Bible is already decided if you know how to activate it. All the promises of God are what?
Yeah.
And what else?
Yeah.
So what been holding us? We love God. We're living live. We're living clean live. What been holding us from places that we need to go? So we can come here and pray them like we're out of our mind. Now, with that statement, koronansike, with that statement, I'll make another statement. But you must know how to come and stay in agreement with God.
Yes.
So let me make them together now. Watch what I say. All you ever want is right in this revelation, the subject for tonight. But you must know how to come and stay in agreement with God. It's on the board for you to look at it. I want you to look at that subject. Because everything I'm going to say now is pressing toward it. Listen, the wisdom of God is sitting on the table of your heart right now. Remember the scripture said he prepared a table for me? He got some stuff on that table. This subject is on that table. Decreeing is agreeing with what God has decided. Decreeing mean decide. Decreed mean it's already done. Decreeing mean you saying it and you know it got to come to pass.
Yes, sir.
There's something called divine backup.
Yes, sir.
Say divine backup.
Divine backup.
Say it again.
Divine backup.
Say it again.
Divine backup.
I want you to remember that you always, when you yield into God, young man, you always have divine backup.
Yes, sir.
And they say, wisdom sitting on my table right now?
Yes,
what? Yes, by deciding what Jesus paid for on the cross is yours now. You got religion, you got tradition, you got churches that are not walking in the fivefold ministry gifts. Nobody won't submit to nobody. And you can't get there. Take heed to yourself and all the flock which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer. Yes, powerful. Turn them on to the Word of God. Yes, tell them they can do it.
Yes,
don't keep laying hand on them. You keep making babies out of them. They're supposed to be going and lay hand on somebody else. As if God can't hear you. As if you don't have no power. Just up here. Now, when you start decreeing in agreement with God, what God has decided, it's because that God be glorified at all time in your life, and you will be a vessel he may use to accomplish his will on earth. You will be a vessel. See, we're too busy to accomplish the will. We're too busy trying to survive. I try to move up another notch. It's time to fly, baby. It's time all the blessing of God to overtake us. My cup runneth over. Say it.
My cup runneth over.
Yeah, it's time for your cup to run over. See, that's the transition. Kotala, Mensiko, Tali, Shkede, Mamanta. That's the transition we in. Don't sit here and think that I'm just up here talking, giving you a little teaching lecture. No. There's a transition going on. You're going to be more forceful in the spirit. It's time, say this, it's time for me
to be more forceful
in the spirit.
In the spirit.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's see this first point under this. Abundant wisdom is flowing in your life right now. Patrolling the spirit realm for more wisdom. Turn to James 1:5. We need more wisdom. Yeah. We need divine wisdom. We need divine enlightenment. And then we can get excited. Because excitement is not divine. You get excited at a basketball game. But you can't get no enlightenment at a basketball game. What enlightenment? Somebody shoot a ball and go through a hoop. You screaming. That's a good activity for the flesh. It doesn't do with the spirit. So why that's more important to you? Scheme. All these kind of activities. No, this is the greatest thing you can do right here. Sit under God's word. Get a hold of God's word. And all the rest of that, you can enjoy it, but don't let it become your major thing. If any man lack wisdom, what he said? You give the old man liberty, no bread and not. And it should be given to him. And then the next verse says you got to ask in faith. When the last time you asked God for wisdom on a situation? When the last time you asked God, you had something you had to accomplish, instead of asking God for what you want to accomplish, you asked him for wisdom. When the last time? See, for a lot of time, We think that wisdom is not going to bring what we're asking for. But the wisdom is going to tell you how to ask. The wisdom is going to tell you what scripture to meditate. See, God's wisdom, you listening?
Yes.
Unfolds all mysteries.
Yes.
And if you ask for wisdom properly, that the kindred spirit called discernment will begin to flow. And you may need not to pray about that anymore. Just say, I got it, and walk on. Here's what the Spirit told me when I was writing notes about this. Mastering power is building in your lifestyle right now. Mastering, being a master, being in control of us is building in your spirit. 1 John 4:4. Mastering power. His children are supposed to be masters. They're supposed to be ruling. They're supposed to be reigning. It's supposed to be saying stuff and it show up. Look what it says. I mean, unless you're not here in his voice. Ye of God, little children, unless you're not there. And have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. The validity and the volume that scripture holds. That I'm a Christian, I'm a child of God. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I got a right to speak to this situation. This mountain got to move because I say so. I'm not guessing. I'm not just hoping. I'm applying my faith to my hope. Listen. It's the next statement. On how powerful decreeing is. You're deciding, right?
Yes, sir.
Unfolding mysteries will be loose on your behalf on a daily basis. Now, watch what happened, Matthew 13:11-12. Look at Matthew 13:11-12. We ain't gonna stay that long, but look at it. Unfold mystery. You got to live in the unfold mystery.
Yes.
Because the unfold mystery is to take you out of Satan territory. You can't be puzzled about what's going on in your life. You got to let God unfold that mystery to you. That's where your abundance is at.
Yes, sir.
It's given to you to know the mystery.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
And so you now decreeing unfold mystery. So a regular Christian can't stay around you talking. Because you're talking and walking at the same time. You're saying it and go and get it at the same time. So you hop up. My brothers and sisters, in this area, you can't expect the crowd to be pleased with you. They're not. They're good people. They got Bibles and they're singing and they're crying. But they're not going to agree with you because you talking and walking. You calling things that be not as though they were and they're showing up. You're designed. I'm designed to bring heaven down the earth. Everybody trying to wait till they get to heaven. Why you want to bring heaven down there? Then when you go, you just go. So Matthew 13:11-12. Shut down. Decreeing is agreeing with what God has decided. You're going to say something and they're going to come to pass. Many things. The night falls. Let it go in your spirit. Say, if you understand the mystery, you're supposed to have abundance. Right? Oh, my goodness. Now, you really going to have to listen. Expanding your life on purpose in his purpose. Expanding your life on purpose in his purpose. I'll show you something in a minute. The Holy Spirit just remind me of it. Turn to Romans 8:28. I think it was Brother Hagin, plan, purpose, and pursuit. Pursuing his plan, his purpose, his presence. All things work together. And we know. Oh my. Do we really know? And we know that all things work together, no matter what come up. For good, for them that love God. How many of y'all love God? To them who are called. According to his purpose. You're supposed to back this ministry up. All the people out online, they got these people backing this ministry 100%. I sent $53,000 to my son Dan because he sent missionaries out to what different place to go? West Africa. And the next. Shipment was going to be $53,000. I said, well, where the life going to take care of that? Because I want to get us in on it. You understand what I'm saying? I'm getting us in on it. So those missionaries, whatever they accomplish, they get a lot of people saved, healed, whatever they accomplish, where the life Christian Center in on it? Because I found out I can partnership with him. I can't partnership with everybody. Everybody send me a letter, I ain't answering them. I want to make sure it's going where it's supposed to go. In the gospel. I trust Dan. Sit down, I want to be a few more minutes. Sit down, too. First John 3:8. Expanding your life on purpose in his purpose. He had committed the sins of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the work of the devil. You are a destroyer for the Messiah. I love it. Destroyer for the Messiah. I love it. No culture going to develop that is stronger than you. When it fails you, they got to come down. Because you're going to be prompted enough in the spirit to know you can't fail. You desire to stop anything that opposes God. You can't vote it out, you gotta cast it out. Where you can get your life, where you can enjoy my walk with God. Use me, I wanna be an instrument. I don't wanna be a beggar. The church is not able to decree now. It got too much division. Too many bishops who are supposed to be janitors. Just wearing the name. no power, no evidence. Just come out the back room and say, I'm a bishop, I'm an apostle, and don't have nothing to show for it. And got the scriptures lined up right, but no power. And holding God people back. Let them go. You said you was an apostle or an opossum. Here's another area I want you to write down. When you get you're decreeing right, you decide right, and you're in agreement with God. Listen to what the Spirit of God is saying. From this night forward, you will be prevailing in the presence of your enemy. Prevailing in the presence of your enemy. In Matthew 16:18, you're designed to prevail in the presence of your enemy. But we've been held back from that. See, when you got power and don't know how much power you have, and you're trained wrong, still got your pacifier, but you're hiding it. Certain age the baby get. You don't give him a pacifier anymore. That baby, spit that out. Ain't nothing up in you. So I'm snatching all pacifiers. And letting you know you need to have something in there with something in that bottle. Power. Glory. Prevailing in the presence of the enemy. In other words, whatever you're dealing with tonight, anybody online, whatever you're dealing with, tonight is your time to prevail. Don't go by feeling. Don't go by facts. Oh, what? Don't even go by facts. Jesus said, you know the facts and it set you free? No. You know the promise? No. He said, you shall know the truth and it set you free. One of the most disturbing things to the enemy, if he thinks he got you down and you start laughing. Because you know anything that is oppressing you is temporary. Because if God could get Jesus out of the grave, He can get me out of this situation. If we have overpowered death, we must be able to overpower trouble. Matthew 16:18, sit down.
Hallelujah.
Don't wait till you have no problems to say you full of the joy of the Lord. Keep the joy of the Lord in the midst of problem, knowing that God gonna move the problem out of your life. You rejoice and praise Him and worship Him and glorify Him and magnify Him and thank Him for your deliverance. Thank Him for your victory. Hallelujah. Look at his voice, because you need to remember this voice. Matthew 16:18. Because the revelation said unto, and I said unto thee, the thou Peter. Peter got a revelation who he was. The thou Peter, and upon this rock I build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. So that means nothing can prevail against you no more. It's only a temporary bluff. Prevailing in the presence of the enemy. Now write this, sit down and write this down. These decreeing anointings are going to do this for you. Here's one thing that I've learned, I've done. I know the results of it. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give you one of my secrets. Promoting the kingdom agenda at all times. You begin to promote the kingdom agenda. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first kingdom of God and his righteousness. What he said then? So if all things not being added, you ain't been promoting his agenda. Now, you know, about my infirmity, but you can ask my family what my agenda is. All of them, daughter-in-law and all of them, son-in-law, anybody. They know, they said to me, they know what my agenda is. They know you about to come up. Yeah, if we don't keep Jesus buried in our family, somebody got to say something about God. You know what the Bible said the kingdom of God, what is it, Romans 14:17? Huh? Is that it? Look and see what it is, Romans 14:17, what the kingdom of God is. Huh? Three things. The Trinity there. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now tell me who those three can't whip. Righteousness, say it.
Righteousness,
peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness,
peace,
joy in the Holy Ghost.
Look at
the last voice in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, last chapter, last voice. There are three things there. Yeah, there's three things there. Grace, love, and the communion of the Holy Ghost. Grace, love, and the communion of the Holy Ghost. You leave here tonight, you can't tell nobody you've been to church, you say you've been to heaven. I ain't been to no Bible study, I've been in the Bible. And I got it in me. Because the Spirit of God is here. And there's a lot of promotion going on right now, here and around the world online right now. Let me find a closing, please. Now, I want you to hear this clearly. In this decreeing of thing, there's always a divine pattern for every situation. There's always a divine way. Hebrews 12:1-2. There's always a divine pattern. Pause long enough to get divine direction. What I say? So what if let's take an example right here. Whatever you're dealing with tonight, whatever it is, online, whatever it is, I don't care what it is. I don't care if they give you 14 days to live. There's always a divine pattern that will overcome it.
Yes. Yes, sir. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
See what God did. See what brought put it. I'm about to put it in another Bible. But I'm going to give it to you anyway because I got it. I don't have it all complete. But I was praying in the spirit today, sitting on my front porch. And the Lord said to me, to share with you, all disgrace has been erased in your life.
Hallelujah.
Then he said, by grace. So you ain't got nothing to be ashamed of, nothing. It's been erased. Satan will use that against you. You see what I'm saying?
Thank you, Lord.
I have no disgraces in my life.
Because
grace has paid for it.
See,
that'll make you strong right there. He tried to keep you in a disgrace. You might have made a mistake. You might not have did it just right. But don't let him hold it against you. And he told me to tell the body of Christ. All disgrace is erased. It's being erased in your life.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
I'm about to close. Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Hebrews 12:1-2. Wherefore, seeing we are also compared by with so great a cloud of witnesses, he's talking about Hebrews 11, you see. They did everything. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily beset us. And let us, you ain't messing around with sin, are you? You're not practicing sin. Huh? You can't practice sin because sin going to catch up with you. Sin is a sentence. Sin is Satan setting you up. And he'll let you go a long time. Bam! No prayer gonna help you. No word gonna help you. No, nothing gonna help you. You set up because he's using your mind and your body and leaving your spirit out. You need to be sanctified in your spirit, soul, and your body. Talk to me, somebody up in here. Now, what I'm talking about living a clean life. No skeleton in the closet. Come out of the closet. I'm talking about holiness. Will, I'm talking about being holy. I'm talking about being righteous. I'm talking about being in the dark and in the light. I'm talking about doing what's right. I'm talking about run when the enemy tempts you. Don't let him trap you. Live holy. Romans 12:1-3. Do it every day. I present my body by the mercy of God as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is my reasonable service. And I be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewed of my mind, that I may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And then by the grace of God, I don't think more highly of myself than all the things, but think soberly, because God have dealt to me the measure of pain. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Talk about being sanctified in your spirit, soul, and body. Set apart, man. I belong to God. When I came out of the world, all of the people that I was running with in the world became strangers to me. They saw me and didn't know me. And I saw them and didn't know them. I said, you don't remember? I said, no, man. I said, then another one comes and said, man, you remember? I was I was the manager of a band called Soul Seekers. He just chose me because I was flexible, you know, and I could get things going. They asked you, would you be our manager? I said, yeah, I'll go sit at the table and drink while they put singing. And I'm the one to make the check. And they all came here one day to a funeral and said, they used to call me Buck. I said, Buck. I said, what? He said, man, you don't know me. I said, man, I'm sorry. God wiped them out. If all your old acquaintance happy with you, go to the closet. You better go to the closet and start praying. Go to the second verse quickly. I got to close. Go back to Hebrews. Yeah, I got to close. Hebrews 12 and 2. That's all I want. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was, she said before, endured the cross. See, it doesn't mean you're not going to have to endure some things. I'll say it this way. You'll never forget it. Behind every attack, there's a resurrection. And after the resurrection, you will not be on the same level where you were attacked at. Attacks handled right brings promotion. So you can rejoice while you're going through it because you know where you're going. Now, traditionally, religiously, denominationally, regularly, you never enjoy it. Because you're going through a format of emotion and excitement and sound and rhythm without revelation. You ain't going home with me. And I ain't going home with you. So you need to know what to do for yourself. My job is to train you to know how to fight the good fight of faith yourself. Hold your ground yourself. No, you're not going to mess with me in the name of Jesus. You got to know that. 100,000 over 1,000 church members can't stand their ground on nothing. With scriptures. See, the scripture is not real because you're in the scripture. The scripture is real when the scripture is in you. So you know, got people don't come to this church. Say, man, they be over there talking in a strange language. And that preacher, I don't know what he going to say. The preacher don't know what he going to say himself. But a lot of y'all done got blessed, Paul Covey. I'm just trying to bring you further. I know some of y'all blessed. I know y'all been listening. Ain't fighting about every little thing come up. You're not fighting about that. Not if you've been hanging around yet. Not if you've been listening. Let's close with this. Write this down. Living your best life now. Living your best life now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Would you live in your, giving glory, giving God glory for his goodness. John 10:10, Ephesians 3:20. Giving God glory for his goodness. Leroy, you can get ready. This is the last one. I'm going to get this last one. Getting off of the roller coaster lifestyle. Zoom, 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 zoom. Decide and watch it be delivered. Psalm 35:27, we close. Yes, sir. One of my favorite verses. Yes, who knows Psalm 35:27 says? Yes, hallelujah! Glory to God! Yep. Let them shout. And be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yeah, let them say continuously, let the Lord be magnified. What? Why? Which has pleasure. One of my favorite verses. I did that verse when I was poor. I did that voice when nothing was happening too much. But I know it was real.
Yes.
All voices are designed to promote you.
Yes.
Don't worry about how long. Just stay with it.
Yes.
What you heard tonight?
Yes.
Just stay with it. You might not understand all of it, but just stay with it. Read one piece of a note, something, and pray in tongue a few minutes, just so you can get a hold of your life, all right?
Yes.
We will go further. The cream is divinity. This type of decree is divine. It is actually God talking through you, for you, to you. Somebody said, try it, you'll like it. See, I'm trying to close. Just don't be expecting goosebump all the time. The Bible never said nothing about faith bumps. Blood bumps. It didn't say nothing about none of that. So, you know, just know it. You just know it. But when I go to my house tonight, I'm not guessing. I know the comedy. I'm going in that door. And I know how to turn the alarm off. Because it's my house. So I ain't going to sit at the door and pray. Lord, can I? Somebody help me get in here. It might be somebody else's house. Your authority, your anointing belong to you.
Yes.
Handle that like it's yours.
Yes.
And don't get worried about all these, you got so many people, real good talkers. And I discern, I'll be watching TV and sometimes, God, everybody like them. They're talking. I tell my wife, I said, now, this don't look too good. And the God crossing all, dotting all his eyes. I mean, really saying things tonight, but he never mentioned Jesus. Never mentioned the Holy Spirit. And he never mentioned the word of God. I have no confidence in him.